goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Such a sad song for such a happy topic show. That, of course, is When Love Goes Astray by Stephen Foggia. My name is Larry Bloom, and I am the host here at the Divorce Hour. I believe in omens. I wish I believed in omens a long time ago. On October 23rd, 1983, better known as the day I got married. It was also New York City Marathon Day. The skies opened down. Opened up, and rain came falling down like you wouldn't believe. Now everybody says to you, oh, that's a good sign. It means good luck. Well, the truth is, they don't know what else to say to you.
You walk the lonesome night.
They don't know what else to say to you. That's interesting, Freudian slip. I like that. And then, to top everything else off, I ran into my least favorite client at the time. He was the guy who I would meet in public places so he wouldn't yell and scream at me, including the Palm Court at the Plaza Hotel when the Plaza Hotel was what it was. And he'd yell at me there. Well, this guy was picking up his kid from Sunday school as I was going to the synagogue to get married. Talk about your bad omens. So today, I don't know if anybody out there is in New York. I hope so. Today is an absolutely gorgeous day to begin the summer, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. So for the last hour, I've been sitting outside finishing the book that I'm going to talk about today. The name of the book, The Art of Kissing by William Cane, C-A-N-E. If anybody wants to go buy the book, I think it was $9 in Barnes & Noble. It's a nice little easy read. So I finished the book, and I'm about to stand up to come into the studio. And a lovely little bird decided to do his business on my pants.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Talk about your omens. So I cleaned myself up, I got myself together, and I came into the studio. And it's funny because in the book, there's a section about the perfume kiss, and it's all about scents with S-C-E-N-T-S, not the other kind of scents, which we all know we lose when we're kissing really good. Mm-hmm. We lose all sense of scents. And of nonsense, but we become immersed in sense with this SC. So, hopefully, if someone wishes to kiss me today, they will not be too offended by the smell of what the little birdie did on my leg. Hi. This is a show on kissing. And I thought about it for two reasons. One, when I did my research for the show a couple of weeks ago called The Science of Kissing, What Our Lips Are Telling Us by Cheryl Kirschenbaum, a very interesting book as well. It's anthropological, it's physiological, it's all these sort of things that basically explain the science of kissing. So, like any good lawyer, I started to do some research. And I kept thinking to myself, while I was doing this show, is it an art or is it a science? I think it's an art. And then I found this book, The Art of Kissing. Well, you should know that this book, now in its second revised edition, has been approved and endorsed by 17 Magazine. So while this is a book that essentially deals with the first kiss, it also deals with the how-tos, the whys, the wherefores. And it goes not from people who are 15 years old or 17 years old, but to people who are my age. And dare I say, even older. Unbelievable. So the book... Oh, so why did I want to do this show now? Well, today marks the unofficial beginning of summer. Many people would say the official beginning of summer. If you have a share out in the Hamptons or on Fire Island, those shares, while they might have started a week or two ago, this is the big weekend. And if you're going out there, either to the Hamptons or to the Jersey Shore, I always forget the shore, or Long Beach Island, you're thinking about the sun. You're thinking about the water, which is too far too cold to go into now. And you're thinking about the heat of a summer relationship. And I have to tell you, the most memorable kisses I have ever had have usually been in the summer. Of course, there are certain exceptions. There are the kisses that occurred at the beach. And when I was talking a couple of weeks, so I thought today is good. Today we talk about kissing because, truthfully, that's really what we want to do in the summer. And I'm going to talk like a regular person today, not a guy. Guys think, you know, it's funny. I was, you know, the old expression, you know, tell you what first base is, what second base is, etc. Well, kissing, of course, is first base, or French kissing is first base. And why is it first base? Because this is obviously a sports term, baseball term, devised by men, is because the goal is to get to home plate. Well, today I don't want to talk about home plate. I don't want to talk about second base. I don't want to talk about third base. Other than to tell you that it really freaks women out if you skip a base. I will tell you that. Really freaks them out. What are you doing? You missed something. But what we want to do is we want to talk about kissing for the sake of kissing. And every time you are with a new person... And isn't that what divorce is all about, so that you can be with a new person? Because I could tell you bad things about kissing. I was married for 25 years, 27 if you count my divorce. But, you know, it's about new. It's about excitement. It's about the blood rushing through your veins and arteries. I always say veins. They never say arteries. But we're here today at TalkingAlternative.com. This, of course, is the Divorce Hour. If you want to call in, ask questions, make comments. If you want to talk about kissing me or wanting to kiss me, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Summer music. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, Love on the Wrong Side of Town. And the summer is about meeting people from different sides of town. They may think that loving you is love on the wrong side of town, or it may be vice versa. Who knows?
Or people from the Jersey Shore.
Or people from the Jersey Shore. I would guess that kissing Snooki might be love on the wrong side of town. Of course, I'm 6'4", and Snooki is 4', something or other. So that would be really weird. The voice you hear, of course, is Sam Leibowitz, the conscious consultant, who is, I don't know why he saw the show with me today, but he's interjecting his comments on the art of kissing.
Well, you know, you figure you're going to talk about kissing. You have to have more than one person if you're really going to talk about kissing.
Funny you should say that, because there's a section in this book that talks about practicing kissing.
Oh, really?
And kissing, again, endorsed by 17 Magazine, what do you expect? but mirror kissing and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
The book is divided into four parts. The first part is really kind of silly. It's called The Psychology of Kissing, and it's not really... And that, in turn, is broken up into four sub-categories. What is kissing? And that's just the scientific, what is kissing? But it doesn't tell us why it's so good. Mm. It doesn't tell us what the sensations are. It doesn't tell us about how our hearts beat faster and faster when we are ready to kiss, particularly someone new. And then he goes into the romance, and he starts talking about that. Then he talks about kissability.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's really very simple. All men are kissable. Ladies, if you have to worry about whether we're kissable or not, I assure you, we are all kissable at any time by anyone.
What about vice versa?
The vice versa, not necessarily.
Oh.
But women can pout their lips. They can lick their lips. They can slightly pucker them up.
Uh-huh.
And those apparently are the signs that a woman is ready to be kissed.
Uh-huh.
So Mr. Kane says.
Uh-huh.
He opens the book. I thought it was really very funny. Why did he write this book? You know, there's no PhD or even a DDS after his name. There's nothing. He's just a guy.
Uh-huh.
And his preface was that he was kissing a woman, and she stopped, and she stopped him and said, "You're doing it wrong. You're kissing with your eyes open." And so he decided to make kissing, I don't want to say his life's work. It might be my life's work. But, you know, certainly it was worthy of some research.
Mm-hmm.
And most people kiss with their eyes closed. Mm-hmm. I myself sometimes kiss with my eyes open, sometimes kiss with my eyes closed.
Right.
Sometimes it depends on who you're kissing and who you want to be kissing. All those things come in. Me and Janice is looking at me like I grew a third eye by these comments. Then he goes and he talks about the philosophy of kissing.
There's a philosophy behind kissing?
Well, what he does is he goes through various philosophers.
Uh-huh.
Kierkegaard.
Uh-huh.
Plato. Who else?
Does there he say which one of these philosophers was a good kisser?
No, but interestingly, at the, you know, and he talks about all these weird things that didn't make any sense. But he says that Socrates said that philosophers make the best kissers.
Being a philosopher himself, not
exactly.
A surprise.
Part two, which is the great bulk of this book, is how to kiss.
Mm.
And we talk about a lot of different things. He talks about a lot of different things in this book. Mm. I say we because I got so into it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not just him, but he has some studies.
Mm-hmm.
And he has some, random comments by only identified as men or women. Talks about certain things in history, kissing in history.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you really get into it.
You know what I find so curious is that this book you said is written by a guy, right?
Yes.
But The Science of Kissing was written by a...
woman.
Woman. So I think that's kind of interesting. The women look at it from a scientific point of view, and the guy's looking at it from a more artistic point of view.
Artistic as well. Not autistic, but artistic.
Yeah.
You know, when I was doing the other show, I knew the mother of Ms. Kirschenbaum, who wrote mm-hmm. the science, and that's what got me into the book. And she is a scientist. She is, I'm not sure, some sort of biologist, actually, is her mm-hmm. training. And she got into this subject. And, you know, everybody approaches it. I'm sure we could find a book about science of kissing written by men.
Mm.
Similarly, I would love to read a book. Okay, out there, everybody, make a suggestion. Okay, I want to read a book about the art of kissing from the woman's perspective.
There we go.
So, the first, he opens the section with and he talks about different kinds of kisses. And he starts with the first kiss.
Mm.
Now, admittedly, a part of this, he's talking about the very first kiss you ever have. And he defines what certain kisses are, the French kiss, the romantic kiss, the arousal kiss, the, what else? The friendship kiss, the affection kiss, the relative kiss, the air kiss, the cheek kiss, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
Lots of kisses.
Lots of kinds
Lots
of kisses.
Lots of kisses. Tongues, no tongues. Feet, no feet. Go figure. okay, this guy, he did his homework, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And the first romantic kiss is so memorable that 94% of the population remembers the circumstances, the specifics, the taste, the smell, the feel of the first romantic kiss they've ever had, whether it was last year, 10 years ago, or 50 years ago. Mm. It provides that much of an indelible mark on you that... that it defines who you are.
Hmm.
So at this juncture, at 12:21 Eastern Daylight Time on May 27th, 2011, I would like to publicly thank my high school girlfriend. I won't give her name, just the rare chance she's listening. I don't want to embarrass her, but she taught me how to kiss. She was my first kiss.
So do you remember exactly where that kiss took place?
Yes. In her basement.
Oh.
In her basement. It was very interesting. She was the daughter of one of the high school teachers.
Oh.
But the high school teacher had died a couple of years before pancreatic cancer. And her mother was, I don't know, she was into her own social life. She was not around much. So we spent a lot of time in that basement.
Ooh.
A lot of time in that basement. I was with her for, all right, I'm a milestone kind of guy. From graduation the night before, the graduation night of my junior year, so when the seniors were graduating, to the day before graduation of my senior year. So it was a year. Ladies and gentlemen, a year seems to be my limit. I'm just thinking, you all know I have recently had my heart broken, and that was after a year. And, you know, I'm with somebody now that I like a lot. The first kiss with her was, it was definitely the best first kiss I ever had. But, you know, it was just, it was brand new. And if that person is listening, and I do see the map, and it is possible she's listening, give us a call and tell me what the first kiss with me was like. We are here. Janice finds this so funny. I can't believe it. Give us a call here. 877-480-4120. Shoot us an IM over at the Talking Alternative Fan Club Facebook site. Email me at larry@divorcedbybloom.com or just hang out and listen. This is the Divorce Hour. We're talking kissing. I'm Larry Bloom at talkingalternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Lovers with nothing better to do than sit around the house, get high and watch a tube. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to Poole, El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big hassle. Billy Joe shot a man while robbing his castle. Bobby Sue.
Janice, you're a mind reader. There is actually a section in this book about role playing, and one of the roles is outlaw in a western, and the young woman who he rides away with. We have Kissa on line one. Hello, Kissa.
Hello, Larry.
Nice to meet you. That's an interesting name.
Well, my first kiss with somebody I cared about took place in Penn Station.
Ooh, tell me about it.
First date, met on the internet, had a great dinner, walked me to Penn Station. Never really expected any kind of a kiss goodnight or maybe just a little friendly kiss.
What does that mean? Wait a minute. What does that mean, a little friendly kiss? Is that like a brushing, a peck on the lips?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't really expect such a passionate kiss on my first date. But I have to tell you, I would have been more than willing to miss the next five trains.
Wow.
Continue kissing this man.
Kissing this man. Must
probably one of the best kisses I ever had.
What a lucky man.
Yeah.
I'm sure he enjoyed it as much as you did.
I think he did. But okay. I was like a teenager on the train going home, hoping that he enjoyed it as much as I did and couldn't wait to hear from him again.
It's fun, isn't it?
Oh, my God, it's better than fun.
It's fun. You know what's fun?
So much more to a relationship than just sex. Being able to kiss somebody passionately and really get lost in that is, I think, an incredible feeling.
Plus, it would have been really weird if he had sex with you in the middle of Penn Station.
You know, I think that's true.
And I'm sure that, you know, when you have a kiss like that in public, and Mr. Kane talks about this in his book, Public Kissing, sometimes you get the comment, get a room.
That's exactly what happened.
Somebody said, get a room?
Somebody walked by and said, hey, get a room.
All right. That's when you know you're doing it right.
Well, I will tell you that when this gentleman emailed me later to say that how much he enjoyed the date, and he said he especially enjoyed the kiss, I emailed him back and said, I love the date too, but I think we need to work on the kiss just a little more because I wanted him to come and kiss me again. And it worked.
I'm good.
Yes.
And you still seeing this guy?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
Has he gotten better as a kisser?
I don't think he could get any better.
Ooh.
I think the two of us have an incredible chemistry together. And when I just see him, I light up. And the kiss is just the ultimate.
That is so sweet.
Yeah.
That is
well,
so sweet.
True.
And I know he probably feels the same way.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to ask him the next time I see him.
Okay, please do. Then call back and let us know what he said.
Okay.
Do you have any other comments?
Thanks for the show. I wouldn't have missed it for anything.
Well, thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Tell all your friends.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Kiss somebody.
I certainly am.
Okay, good.
Goodbye.
Hey, a happy kisser.
There we go. So I have a question for you, Larry. Is the first kiss always the best kiss?
No.
No, okay.
You know, if it's with, I mean, what was her name? Kissa, I threw away the piece of paper. Kissa said that her first kiss with this guy was great and fantastic. And I purposely asked, well, did it get better?
Right.
And I didn't hear it didn't get better, but I didn't hear it didn't, you know, I heard it didn't get better or it didn't get worse.
Right.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's unexpected. I mean, you know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
You're married.
I certainly do.
You're married.
I've kissed many people in my life.
There you go. What's the expression? I've kissed a lot of frogs.
Frogs.
I've kissed a lot of frogs.
To find the prince or princess.
To find that princess. And sometimes you think you're kissing a princess, and it turns out you're really kissing a frog. So, you know, sometimes sometimes the first kiss is really a disappointment. And we took health way back in junior high. When they called it junior high and not middle school.
Right,
that's how old I am.
Yeah.
And
they don't call it junior high anymore?
And no, they call it middle school. And, you know, very, very clinical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part A goes into part B. Square pegs go into round holes. Something like that. But nobody tells you about kissing.
No.
And I remember, It wasn't my first romantic kiss. Maybe it was. It was a summer camp kiss. Mm-hmm. So let me plug my next week's show. Because we're going to talk about summer camp next week.
Oh.
I have Jeff LaFell coming in. Jeff LaFell wrote a book called Gone the Sun. It is a wonderful novel set in summer camp.
Oh.
And coincidentally, Jeff was a counselor at the summer camp that I went to. Uh-huh. He wasn't my counselor, but he was a counselor there. And, you know, I want to reminisce and talk about it. So it's 1970, the summer of 1970. I told you I was old. And I'm a waiter. So, which meant I had every night free. I could do anything I want. I had no curfew.
Hmm.
And I found, and the girls' camp was on the other side of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very interesting summer. I had my first skinny dipping experience.
Ooh.
But before that, I picked up this girl and I kiss her. And all of a sudden, her mouth's open.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell was that? I had no idea what to expect, what it was all about. And it was weird. Talk about being naive
at
16.
As most teenage boys, I think, our age, you know, where did we learn about any of this stuff? Was through, like, the girly magazines under the bed from your older brother or something.
The girly magazines, the talk of the boy, older boys,
right,
who were all BSing you.
Right, and they were all lying, because everyone lies about sex. So, I mean, these things, these sources, there's never any talk about kissing. It's only about the sex part.
That's true. It is only about the sex part. It's about, dare I say, breasts.
Mm-hmm.
It's about other portions of a woman's anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about her lips. It's
right.
Not about her tongue. It's not about her face.
Mm-hmm.
Or, as I'm learning in this book, it's not about her ears. It's not about the back behind the ears. All over the neck.
Ooh, the nape of the neck.
Yes, the nape of the neck. All different. I don't even know what the nape is, but all different portions of the neck. Because at one point they said the nape, but I didn't have a, you know, I wasn't sure what that is. It's apparently behind. Sam is pointing to the back of his neck, so I'm guessing that's either where he wants me to kiss him or where where we are. Well, we've had a kisser, a kisser, who called in. Please call in everybody else listening. We have listeners all over the country today, Iowa, Illinois. Call in. Tell us about kissing. I'm going to talk more about first kisses when we come back. My name is Larry Bloom. I'm here with Sam Leibowitz today talking kissing on the Divorce Hour at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Do you love movies? Then join me and share your opinions about them on the radio. This is Mike, a movie fan like you. Starting May 10th, join me every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for my new show, Movie Time, on TalkingAlternative.com. Call me live or email me at MovieTimeRadio@gmail.com. We'll talk about all the blockbusters, who's the best director, and which movies are overrated, among many other topics. Join me for Movie Time, Tuesdays at 6 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern, on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
John Waite, Ain't Missing You. You know, one day we're going to do all songs with grammatically incorrect titles. Then maybe another week we're going to do stuttering songs. You know, like David Bowie's Changes. Oh. Oh, I thought somebody didn't like my singing. Oh, my God. So, hopefully they like my kissing better than they like my singing. So, we are here and we're talking about kissing. The first kiss, it's true though, the first kiss with anybody new is magical. And I think that certainly our caller felt that her ongoing kisses were equally as exciting as the first kiss that she described. Then I think back to my marriage. Yeah, it's a divorce show. I got to talk about my marriage. And kissing, man, that disappeared quickly. Kissing was either a perfunctory hello at the end of the, and when I came in from work, usually marked with handing me a baby to take care of, and telling me what was on Oprah that day. So all you young married people now won't have today on Oprah to listen to when you come home from work, since Oprah has decided to pack up the tent, so to speak.
Except now she has her own network, so it'll be today on the Oprah Network.
Oh, great. Great. Hopefully nobody will ever say that to me again. But, you know, and then any other kind of kissing was clearly means to an end. It was going from first to home and maybe touching second and third on the way. But that was what it was about. And you know what? And then it just stopped. Not even the perfunctory hello kiss. Not even the, well, the kids were bigger, so she couldn't hand them to me. They were too heavy. They were both bigger than she was. Not as big as me, but both bigger than she was. So, he talks about kisses, Mr. William Kane in The Art of Kissing. And, of course, the kiss that certainly when I was 16, I thought was the only kiss around, was the lip kiss. Mm-hmm. It can be sensual. It can be erotic. It can be stimulating. And it can it can lead to other things as well. You know, I'm thinking back because it's been 2.5 years since I've been out of the house, which means even though I'm only divorced a month and a half, mm-hmm. I'm really single for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And I've had my share of first kisses. Mm-hmm. And
So were those first kisses this time around, would you say, different than the first kisses you had before you were married?
Yes. Because now you meet women in strange ways.
Oh.
No, before, you have to remember, I was married in 1983. Mm. I hadn't dated anyone besides my wife since 1982 until I became separated. So, you know, you met through friends, you met at school, you met at parties, you met.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, there are the websites. There are the matchmaking services, like Marnie does. Marnie, our host on Monday mornings. It's like everything is a blind date now. Now, you meet a woman, and maybe you've spoken to her on the phone once or twice. You've been on the internet with her talking. So just talking. We're not cybersexing here. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to do that. That's called air effing, and we don't do that. Okay? It's much better when you do things that are real rather than virtual.
Mm-hmm.
And you always kiss the woman at the end of the evening, because if you don't, that's like breaking some code.
Mm.
But what is that kiss? I remember I had a blind date literally the week I moved out of the house. One of my golfing buddy's wife set me up. And she says, "Is this your first date since you're single?" And I go, "No, but it's my first blind date in 30 years." And she was lovely. She was a very nice person, not my type. She and I both knew that we weren't going to see each other again. Mm-hmm. And I gave her a nice little cheek kiss at the end of the evening. And you meet people, and do you have that passionate Penn Station kiss that was discussed by our caller? Do you kiss them on the lips? Do you sneak in a little tongue? What do you do? And, you know, there's no manual for this. I'm sorry, even Mr. William Kane, who did all this research and kissed a lot of women. You know, you don't know what's right and what's wrong and what works and what doesn't work. I met a woman on the most ridiculous way. I was going to a party and I was talking to a male client on the subway. And I was explaining that I was going to a singles event. That's the way I phrased it. And this woman sitting next to me says, I can't help but overhear what you're saying. You seem very well-dressed, well-spoken. Would you consider going out with a friend of mine? And I said, and I wasn't seeing anybody at the time. And I said, well, I believe in fate. So here's my card. And the woman emailed me a few times. I called her. And we went out, and she was beautiful. She didn't, the friend on the subway didn't lie. She was beautiful. She had a smoking body. She and I had absolutely nothing in common. And we sat and we had coffee. I'm better with drinks, I found out, than I am with coffee.
Okay.
And, you know, at the end of the night, I kissed her goodbye, knowing full well that I wasn't going to see her again. And our lips barely touched. You know, it was appropriate under the circumstances. But
yeah, well, don't you just kind of know? I mean, you feel it because you've spent some time with the person. You kind of know, okay, this is a kiss on the cheek kind of a date. This is a kiss on the lip kind of date. This is a barely touching kind of a date.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird. And, you know, in this day and age, you're seeing them for the first time on a date. Do you shake hands? Although I saw a thing on the news that actually said that kissing was less germ-infected than shaking hands. Last night I saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you shake hands? Do you hug? Do you give a kiss hello? Do you wave hi? Do you, you know, what do you do?
Mm.
There are no rules. Maybe I should write that. That's the book I should write.
There you go.
The Rules of Kissing.
Larry's Rules of Kissing.
Larry's Rules of Kissing.
Absolutely.
The website could be changed. Instead of Divorced by Bloom, it would be Kissing by Bloom.
There you go.
So those are things that we certainly can consider. Now, he talks about the eye kiss. And the eye kiss, surprisingly or not, is not about kissing somebody's eyes. Mm-hmm. It is about flirting. It's about making eye contact. Ah. It's about looking away, looking at, looking away. Mm. You know, remember, 17 Magazine. Mm. So to me, that's just flirting. And that's, you know, that's just eye contact. But it does build up tension. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that Kissa had a lovely dinner with her first date, with her recent date. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure he was staring at, looking at her, and she was looking at him, and they were eye-kissing mm-hmm. well before there was ever a kiss. Mm-hmm. So I guess under those circumstances, maybe you do mm-hmm. have some signs, and you can tell. Maybe it's about kissability, not about kissability. I remember I was dating someone else, and she said, I remember, and somebody I met on the internet, mm-hmm. I remember our first kiss, and this, we had been dating a month or two, and she goes, you slipped me the tongue. Nobody slips me the tongue on the first, on a meet and greet. And then I said, well, you were wearing a dress, and I was playing with your bare shoulder while I was talking with you, and you weren't pushing me aside, so I figured that would be okay. She says it was okay.
Uh-huh.
It was okay.
So all those other guys missed out where the Larry went forward.
I guess. The Larry. It's like Seinfeld when they did the move. Right. The Larry. Oh, God. Give us a call here if you want. In our last segment, we'll talk more about kissing. You know, I barely got past page 70 in a 350-page book. I might have to do another show on kissing.
Sounds like it.
877-480-4120. Give us a call. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here with my buddy Sam Leibowitz, and this is TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Cool and the Gang. Celebrate. Or Celebration. I'm not sure which one it is. That's not a divorce song. Oh, yes, it is. That is the song that you sing when you are finally divorced. It is the song that I started my Best of the Divorce Hour album with for celebrating my divorce, which, again, is a month and a half old, and it never gets old. It's a great thing. And we should, of course, celebrate the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Summer is 7 minutes away for me.
Uh-huh.
The show will be over in 7 minutes, and I will be celebrating my rear ender.
And you can celebrate that first kiss.
And I can celebrate that first kiss. You know, so many things go through your mind when you're sitting here and you're talking about weird subjects like this. I talked about the eye kiss, which he called the eye kiss, is really a what? Flirting. It's really flirting.
Yeah.
Then he goes into the triangle kiss. That is an eye kiss. You actually go from the mouth to one eye to the other eye. Talks about an isosceles triangle. Talks about, thank God, that was the reason why he took geometry. The electric kiss.
Ooh.
The electric kiss is, I guess it's probably more of a kid thing than anything else, but you go find yourself a nice dry place. You rub your feet on the carpeting, on the drapes, your hands on the drapes.
Oh.
You build up some static electricity and don't touch your partner until you're ready to touch her or him with your lips.
Uh-huh.
And watch the sparks fly.
Ooh.
Literally. That
could be painful.
It could be painful, but he had an electrician or an electrical engineer, and he was explaining the amount of volts that were going past. And they were all under 1,000 volts, and anything under 1,000 volts won't hurt you permanently. But it will shock you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It will surprise you. Then he goes through some other things. I'm going to skip a few. And talks about the can. Oh, my God, I only have 2 minutes left. What do I want to talk about in my last 2 minutes? I want to talk. I'm putting the book down. Please listen to me and Jeff LaFell next Friday at noon here at TalkingAlternative.com, talking about Gone the Sun. Gone the Sun, of course, is the second line of the lyrics to Taps.
Oh.
Day is done, gone the sun, etc., etc. So, kiss a lot in this week. Call me, email me, tell me about your kisses. I think that I might have to write that book after all. I barely delved into this subject. There's so much to talk about. I plan on doing it again. I plan on kissing again.
There you go. I think you should do another show on kissing in the heat of the summer.
In the heat of the summer.
Mm.
You know, the kiss that I had with my most recent took place indoors in the middle of the fall, there have been a number of passionate kisses that I can remember mostly in the summer. The summer, we don't have anything hanging over our heads. Mm-hmm. We don't, you know, it's still school vacation. Mm-hmm. Even though, for me, I've been out of school for, I don't want to tell you how long I've been out of school. Far, far too long. I never thought I'd reach this age. But I got to tell you, kissing now is probably more fun than kissing 40 years ago. I have a degree of confidence in what I'm doing.
Mm.
I've made a lot of mistakes. And he talks about the mistakes, the thing, kissing that goes wrong. I did not talk about that today, and nor am I going to talk about that today. I've made my mistakes. I've gotten over them. I would like to say I've perfected the art of kissing. Mm-hmm. You want to talk science? You want to talk art? I want to talk kissing. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, joined by my good friend Sam Leibowitz. Thank you, Sam, for pitching in. Thank you, Janice, for laughing at my jokes and smiling and telling me that when a bird poops on me, it's good luck. Because what else are you going to say? I will be back next week. Stay tuned for my good friend Tony Martinetti, who will, of course, be talking nonprofits. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at TalkingAlternative.com. Enjoy the summer.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you love movies? Then join me and share your opinions about them on the radio. This is Mike, a movie fan like you. Starting May 10th, join me every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for my new show, Movie Time, on TalkingAlternative.com. Call me live or email me at MovieTimeRadio@gmail.com. We'll talk about all the blockbusters, who's the best director, and which movies are overrated, among many other topics. Join me for Movie Time, Tuesdays at 6 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.